T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
No credible threats. That is the word from the NYPD as it gears up for the big 4th of July festivities here in the city.
WCBS's Steve Burns heard from top brass today at police headquarters and joins us now. Steve, what can people expect headed over to the fireworks?
Yeah, guys. Well, the first thing to know is that the display is in a new spot this year in the East River. For the past few years, the fireworks barges were close to Midtown. This year, they are a ways south from there. They'll be around Battery Park and the Brooklyn Bridge. There'll be road closures throughout Lower Manhattan and Brooklyn. Obviously, the big ones are going to be the Brooklyn Bridge and the lower portion of the FDR. They're both getting shut down at 2 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. So if you are headed to one of these viewing areas, the NYPD says there's going to be bag checks. You'll have your bag searched. Some bags will get tested for explosives. They said every 10th bag or so will get set aside and tested for explosive residue. And then, of course, all the usual items are still not allowed in, things like lawn chairs, blankets, umbrellas, and large coolers.
Anything they're keeping a particularly close eye on this year, Steve?
Yeah, they did say, as they always do before these big events, that there are no credible or specific threats against the event or against the city itself. But everyone should still stay vigilant. We were told the full counterterrorism overlay will be there, as it usually is. That includes things like officers with long guns, canines, the bomb squad. There's going to be drone surveillance. And also, obviously, they're looking to deter anyone who might want to try something with a vehicle. We were told there will be hundreds of blocker cars, garbage trucks, and dump trucks sealing off any closed roads so there won't be any vehicles that can get through.
And we also saw that the NYPD went into some more detail on how they're responding after another bicyclist was killed in the city. Steve, what do they have to say about that?
Yeah, there have been now 15 bicyclists killed in the city this year. That's already more than all of last year. And the usual NYPD practice had been to go down to the site of a death in the following days and then start handing out summonses to bike riders. But they are appearing to be moving away from that tactic. And now they seem to be focusing more on car drivers. We heard from Mayor de Blasio. He announced the launch of what he called a major enforcement action against dangerous driving. And today we learned what that'll entail from the NYPD. They said that'll include things like looking at distracted driving, speeding, failing to yield, and parking in a bike lane. Now, it did come up that a lot of the time it's actually a police car that's parked and blocking the bike lane. Commissioner O'Neill said he's spreading the word to every precinct that they shouldn't be parking in bike lanes unless it's an emergency.
Okay, thank you, Steve. WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.